Hello and welcome to the Thing I Love Most show. And the thing that we do love most is being Yids and being Spurs fans. And this week I am joined by Rodney, who has made the journey from behind the camera to join me on the sofa. Hello, Rodney.
How you doing, mate?
Good. Very good. Thank you. So we've got loads to talk about this show. And we're obviously covering the previews to the Barcelona and the Cardiff game. We have a Cardiff fan who is going to join us live via video link. And we're talking about last week's games, firstly. So cast your mind back, Rodney, to the Carabao Cup, to the MK Dons Stadium, which was our home for the night. Victory on penalties in the end, surprisingly, against Watford. Yeah. So what were your thoughts on the game?
Bit of a scrappy game, I think. Took us a while to get into it. I think Lamela had another good game. Once we went 2-1 up, I thought we were all clear here. And then
Capu.
Capu aimed at the corner flag.
It was a shocker, wasn't it? That was a very, very lucky goal.
And got a jammy goal, but quite pleased that we won the penalty shootout. I was quite confident, actually.
I suppose Gazzaniga has proved himself already to be quite decent. And I think he's, you know, I mean, Lloris, I don't really fancy in penalty shootouts. I was confident with Gazzaniga more than I would be with Lloris.
But not just the keeper, with our kicks as well. I thought we buried every single one of them was like... Even if they went the right way, they weren't stopping.
I've got to admit, when Llorente was walking up, I was thinking, oh man.
He's going to go rosy.
I was thinking, I'm going to catch it. But, and I wasn't even there.
Where was you?
I wasn't there. So when I said I was going to catch it, that means it wasn't going to be a good shot. And what was it like being at the MK Dons Stadium at home? Was it quite a strange occasion?
It was weird because it felt like a away game. Mm. But it felt a bit like White Hart Lane in terms of you was close to the pitch, size of the stadium. There was a bit of that more of an atmosphere there than Wembley.
Okay.
Because it was smaller. Watford fans were quite vocal. But it was right. The only bad thing for me was just the drive up there.
Hour
and a half, two hours getting up there. I may as well go up to West Brom if I'm going to go Milton Keynes for that distance. But and then getting out was a bit of a nightmare. But other than that, the actual stadium was fine, yeah.
And good for Ali to go back there and captain the team for the night, score the winning penalties. It was a good performance from him, wasn't it?
It was.
He showed some maturity.
He took his penalty well, or both of his penalties, won the game. Yeah, no, it was good.
Next round, we've been drawn against the...
at least we're not playing it away.
Well, no, exactly. So, well, yeah, we are joined against West Ham. So we played them twice in the space of probably about maybe 8-9 days now.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah.
They had a good result the other day, so you know they're obviously going to be gunning for us. They beat Man United.
We always seem to play them when they start gaining confidence and start winning games, don't we? But
we need some revenge after last year. We don't talk about that game anymore, but that was one of the worst I can remember. Yeah. That second half against West Ham at home in the cup was absolutely horrendous.
But yeah, we do owe them a couple of spankings, I think.
Fingers crossed. And they hate us so much, it would be hilarious.
Well, the feeling's mutual, isn't it, really?
Well, I don't hate them as much as they hate us, I don't think, because they're less of a rival. They literally, I remember going to the game where we had to win and it was a whole Lasagna Gate, and all their fans were just singing straight at us the whole time. They weren't even watching the game. I was just like, oh, mate, get a grip.
It's probably worse for me because I live in East London, so I know a load of West Ham fans. Even when they're losing, they're still giving it, so they're quite chappy, aren't they?
Yeah, they do. Okay, so let's move along to Saturday then. A good victory against Huddersfield. Surprising that they didn't play Lamela after Lamela's sort of recent form.
I think he deserves a start, doesn't he, really?
Maybe he was saving him for Barcelona. We never know.
True.
But it was a decent performance. He went with wing-backs, which seemed to work. I think Rose and Trippier, which is what we've been calling for on this show in the past few weeks, obviously played further up the pitch. They were a bit more dynamic. They got to the byline. Obviously, Rose won the penalty.
Yeah.
Trippier crossed it for Kane. So they were more involved than previous games. So
I think it's inevitable when we play teams like Huddersfield, maybe Cardiff this week, that the fullbacks will get more forwards because we can play more attacking compared to when we've got Barcelona tomorrow.
Why are you going to bring that up? Yeah. I was happy. I was having a nice little chat about Huddersfield. Let's wait before we talk about Messi and co. Let's talk about De Potra.
Who's Messi? I've never heard of him.
Let's talk about Huddersfield because I thought it was a solid performance. And Kane does look like he's getting a bit of fitness back. He's running more.
Yeah, he looked more sharper. He looked stronger. I think that formation probably favoured him more with Moura not quite as far up beside him. Mm-hmm. So he's got more space to manoeuvre. But yeah, and Trippier's assist, another one. I think he's...
Gazzaniga's performance again.
Yeah.
Decent. Clean sheet for him. Well deserved. And a few decent saves. None of them were like crazy fingertip ones, but they were still had to be made.
It'll be interesting to see what will happen once Vorm is fit again.
True.
What Poch will do.
I think for me, he's proved himself to be number two, but...
Yeah.
The defence seem to have more confidence in him, it seems. You know.
Do you reckon?
I think so. They seem to... I don't know. They just seem to be performing better. You know, the Inter Milan game proved that they didn't really sort of like... It was a bit iffy about, is he going to come, is he not, for crosses and stuff. I just don't think they have that faith. But Gazzaniga seems to be a little bit more like he's got control of his penalty area. Fingers crossed, he's doing well.
Yeah, I mean, he's still only, what, 26?
Still young for a keeper. Yeah.
Do you think he could be the one who takes over from Lloris?
Who knows? He's got potential, but long way to go. Yeah. Long way to go.
Okay.
So you already mentioned it before. We're going to touch on it now, the Barcelona match. Now, today there's been loads of news on the injury list, which seems to be growing and growing. Eriksen, Vertonghen, Dembele, Aurier. And there's so much negativity on social media today, and it really is getting on my nerves because we haven't lost. Like, fair enough, if we get stonked tomorrow, then you can have a go at the board for not spending the money in the summer. And the squad not being big enough or good enough. But there's people saying, like, we're going to lose 4-0. People are, like, literally just spitting their dummies out already. It's like, I get it. We're not in a great position because we've got some players that are out, some big players for us, Ali as well. But, you know, why can't we do it? You know, it's just one game.
I think a lot of fans, they panicked, didn't they, when you had a few injuries. But I feel that the squad is strong enough to cope. I think in defence... Vertonghen's out. We might go back four. Sanchez and Toby, I'm confident with. I wouldn't like us to go back three because I don't think Dier is... I think he gets found out when he plays centre-back. I really do.
I think he gets found out when he plays in centre-mid, unfortunately.
Yeah, but I mean...
Would you play Wanyama? Do you think Wanyama's fit enough to start? I don't know if he's got his form back yet,
Wanyama, but I mean, there are people saying that Dier is the latest scapegoat, isn't he, at the moment? But for me, it's just he can switch off. It just takes one.
He's too mistake prone.
One occasion,
mistake prone, and he gives the ball away.
Yeah,
in needless areas for me. And they're like simple passes that he doesn't make properly.
Exactly.
And it just it causes problems. He's done it time and time again.
When he plays in centre midfield, I think he gets away with it sometimes. But centre back...
Yeah, but he still makes mistakes there.
Yeah,
but,
no, I mean, agree. My point is I wouldn't have him in defence.
Sure. Okay,
fair enough. If you're going to play him. But even so, we've still got Winks, Wanyama, Dier.
Do you think he's going to play... Who do you think he's going to bench out of the attacking players? If he goes back four?
If we look at the team, we know what the back four...
So he's going to play Lamella, Son, Moura, and Kane.
And Kane, that's four. Two defensive mid players, that's six. Four at the back, keeper, there's your 11.
So as in Winks and Dier, centre-mid,
or
Wanyama and Dier. Okay.
Yeah. And we've got Super Sissoko to come on.
I wouldn't be surprised if he starts, to be honest.
Could you imagine if he scored a worldie and won the game?
No.
he mishits it and it just
absolutely
goes...
Absolutely not.
It's that top corner.
No, I can't. But I'm a positive
Poor
person.
Poor Musa.
So why do you think there is this negativity on social media? I mean, normally, like, when there's negativity about the team in general, when I get people moaning about Levy and all that kind of stuff, it's fair enough. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. But quite a lot of the time, people think, oh, you know, it's you know, because these youngsters haven't experienced the bad times. They haven't seen Dean Austin play. They haven't had to rely on Jason Dazell for goals. Or, you know, obviously, we're talking about maybe 20 years ago. So the younger fans, fair enough, wouldn't have had that. But a lot of the time, then I check on the profiles of these people that are saying these negative things, and they're like our age, or they're in their 40s or something. So it's like, you know, it's not just the youngsters who are having this opinion. But I just can't believe how people are just being so moany before we've even played the game.
Okay. Well, I think it's natural for us to be wary of Barcelona, just full stop, you know, getting them in our group out of all the teams we could have got in pot one. So the fact that we've then got a whole load of injuries, that just draws someone's confidence right down, doesn't it? So,
and also after the first, you know, loss against Inter Milan, this is actually quite a vital game.
Yeah, we need to
at get least, at least the point.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. So let's talk predictions then. What are you thinking? How's it going to go? Are we going to get the ball? Are we going to have any possession?
Is this for Barcelona or Cardiff?
This is for Barcelona.
Okay.
We'll do the Cardiff one later with you.
I'm going to go 2-2.
2-2?
Yeah. 2-2.
I think 2-2 is a very good scoreline, actually.
Yeah, 2-2.
I think 2-2 is a good shout. I'm going to join you on the 2-2 prediction.
No, you can't have my prediction.
Oh,
you've got to have your
damn.
Own. So then I can say next week, I got it right.
I forgot to mention the Huddersfield match prediction, which I made last week, was 2-0. So, you're welcome. Okay, I'm going to go for... I'm never going to predict a defeat, so I'm going to go for a...
don't start today, please.
2-1 victory.
Wow, really?
2-1 victory, yep. 2-1 victory.
Who's going to score?
Not Sissoko. Yeah, I think Kane will score, and I think Lamella will bag, because he's on form.
I mean, how have they been doing recently?
They've drawn the last three games. I think they might have even lost one of them against one of the bottom teams. So they're not playing well.
So
they rested Messi at the weekend. They are... Matiti's not playing. They've also got injuries. So they're not banging form either. But, looking at the players that they have, looking at their front, you know, two or three, it's incredible. But then again, you know, we've got players that can hurt them. So that's what I mean. I don't see the negativity just before. Fair enough, if we lose 5-0, then you can moan all you want on social media and I'll stop talking. But until that point, you know, just let's be positive. Please, Spurs fans, positive. Bit of PMA.
I think as fans, we've got a job to do tomorrow as well, you know.
Absolutely. The atmosphere will be class.
Yeah, if we can really get behind the team. They've got no fans. They didn't even sell out their 3,000 allocation.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
And they only gave us 4,610. And they've got a huge stadium as well.
Yeah.
So that's annoying.
It is.
That's annoying. Okay, cool. Well, it's time to now discuss the Cardiff match. No plan that is ours. No plan that is ours. Okay, so it's that time of the show where we look ahead to our weekend's games. And this weekend, we have Cardiff at home. And on the line now with us, we have Hugh, who is a Cardiff fan. Hello, Hugh.
Hello, Noel. How are things?
Yes, not too bad, thank you. So firstly, just tell us a bit about yourself. You sound like you've got a bit of a Welsh twang there. So you sound like you're actually a full-on Cardiff fan. What's your Cardiff football history?
Cardiff history. Right, well, you are right. Still got a bit of the Welsh twang, although I have lived the wrong side of the Severn Bridge now for longer than I lived the other side, so residing in the southeast, which is very helpful in terms of getting to games in and around the capital. So Cardiff fan for last 30 years. I probably do a bit of an online confession that the first ever football kit I had was actually a Tottenham kit.
Yes.
It was a Lecoq Sportif special from the 1980s. I think I even had a Tottenham Hotspur Sabutio team, although that did double as Bolton Wanderers and Finland away. Yes, that's a bit of an exclusive there. But so Cardiff fan for the last 30 years, currently a member. Probably go to more away games than home games, given living in the southeast. So been through the thick and thin, the Shrewsbury Town on a wet Tuesday night, the away games to Scunthorpe, but equally FA Cup finals as well. So, mixed bag.
And are you going on Saturday?
I am going on Saturday, yes. Ticket came through in the post this week, so I shall be the one hiding behind the large inflatable sofa.
Fantastic. And so your thoughts on Cardiff's plight, should I say, at the moment, their current situation in the Premier League, along with Huddersfield, one of the only teams not to actually have a victory yet. What's your current view on the situation there at Cardiff?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Just looking at the message boards last night as well, there's two sort of camps of fan at the moment, Noel, to be honest with you. There are those who see us as having punched above our weight, got an unexpected promotion from the Championship. And this is very much, a bonus season in the Premier League, where as long as the team give 100%, and to all intents and purposes, it is a Championship team of players, then most Cardiff fans will go away having had that holiday in the Premier League, hopefully with a view to, if we do go down, that we'll invest and then come back up again in a stronger position, which, of course, isn't guaranteed. The other camp of fan sees it very much that, well, now we've got a seat at the top table, surely we want to stay there. And that means investing heavily and taking the risk that, you know, we could still go down with a heavy wage bill at the end of it. So the natives are starting to get a little restless, and there are those two sort of camps of fan.
And so do you think they will spend money in January?
Well, it'll probably be too late by then, because I think there's only about 14 games to go if we get that far. So I would like to think that we would, you know, manage to have at least two or three teams below us. But I think realistically, you know, we are starting to get exposed a little. And whilst we do have players who can evidently score goals, I think maybe a little bit of a weakness at the back, which was our strength last season in terms of the number of clean sheets, has clearly been exposed a bit up against, you know, sort of the stars of the Premier League. And that lack of having bought a Premier League quality striker, I think, is possibly what's ultimately going to cost us. But who knows, we have a billionaire backer. If we get to January and, you know, we're still a matter of points away from survival, who knows what might happen.
And so your thoughts on Tottenham?
Well, I think there's a lot of parallels there, to be honest with you, Noel. You know, could this Saturday's game be billed as the Underspenders Cup? You know, given that I suppose those Spurs fans of mine have been quite vocal about Tottenham having not invested in the transfer window, and the same as Cardiff. You know, clearly Tottenham have a first-class team. You're in Europe. You're in and around the sort of the top five. Unfortunate maybe to have not actually won the Premier League in recent seasons, you know, a couple of near misses. So clearly a very strong team, but I guess, you know, it'll be at the business end of the season whether Tottenham, like Cardiff, will be ruined that lack of investment.
And so how do you think Saturday's game is going to go? Are you confident? Do you have any, you know, hopes of snatching something, even if it's a point? We had a Huddersfield fan on last week who predicted a 3-1 defeat. So, you know, we're not asking you to be that negative. But what are you thinking? How do you think the game is going to go?
Well, given, you know, listen to radio reports today that Tottenham are resting so many players for the Barcelona game, I think Spurs are running scared. I think they're fearing a backlash from Cardiff after the Burnley game where, you know, we should have won. I did actually have a dream last night where we won 5-0 and Etheridge saved a hat-trick of Harry Kane penalties. But maybe the realist in me might suggest we might lose to the odd goal or two.
I think that might be the case. I'm going to go for a prediction of... I'm going to say 2-0 because I think we might be still quite tired. We might have a bit of a European hangover, but I think 2-0.
We won't be parking the bus, which I'm sure you'll be pleased to hear. So we'll give it a good go, but that could expose a few gaps down the flanks.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to it. Okay, we'll enjoy the game on Saturday, and we'll maybe catch you for a beer before or after. We'll be in touch.
Look forward to it.
Thanks, you.
All the best.
Thanks for coming on. Cheers.
Cheers, Noel. Bye-bye.
Okay, that's it for this week. Thank you very much to my studio guest, Rodney. Thank you to Cardiff fan, Hugh, for coming on. And thank you for you guys for watching and listening. If you want to get us on any social media, we are The Thing I Love Most Show, which is on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. It's TTILM Show. So please do subscribe, add, share as much as possible. We do love your support. We are always interested in hearing from you. And if you would like to appear on the show, either as a studio guest or on video link, then we'd love to hear from you. So fingers crossed we get a lovely 3 points tomorrow against Barca and another 3 points on Saturday. Come on, you Spurs.